KO4PXB Mobile. KO4PXB.
KO4PXB. This is KR4AAE. How are you today?
Yep, doing good. Just left work. Sitting on lucky I don't have to fight 85 traffic. I'm just pretty much stay on Highway 14 all the way to the house. So how's your day been?
Been pretty good. Busy, but good. And your name is Lloyd, correct? I recognize the voice and the call, and I think you work over there right on the, right at Honeywell. Accurate?
That is correct.
I surprised myself. I actually remembered some stuff. Yeah, my day's been pretty good. It's been busy, busy, busy. Now I can sit and breathe for a little bit and then ramp up again for the evening.
What do you do?
Computer networking, and we've got some deployments we got to get done, so I'll put in a little extra time tonight to make sure everything goes good for the rest of the week. So, things we got to do after hours, and since you're in tech, you understand that one.
I most certainly do. Always do things, if possible, in a testing lab environment where it doesn't affect production, because that's the fastest way to get a lot of people mad at you to take down production.
I don't like working on production machines, but sometimes you have to do it. And you're like, okay, hope we planned it, hope we tested it well. So far, everything's going good, knock on wood.
If any time I have to do any kind of network configurations on the switches or firewalls, anything like that, I always make sure I have a good running config first. That way, I know I can sit there and restore it if something goes haywire with it, or even worse kind of worse, if a device dies, and I can just import that config into the next one and have less downtime.
Oh yeah, I made this mistake once. I was sitting there configuring a switch and somebody needed something else done, and I thought I was on the correct terminal session. And I was not, and I did a right erase, and I said, uh-oh. And I said, hold on, restore. Got it back open in 5 or 10 minutes. Everybody's like, hey, what just happened? I was like, oh, nothing.
Yep, when you said right erase, I knew where that was going. And glad one thing that now they pretty much don't really mess with it very much is the access control list, because those will get you, you know, locked out and pretty much stop a lot of network traffic as soon as you press enter.
Oh yeah, and I think there's a movie, I think it's Toy Story, where somebody had accidentally erased the whole Toy Story film, and the Linux code is on the back of a license plate. Somebody pointed that out to me the other day, and I looked back and I said, oh, that is the command.
04PXB. Sorry, I went to the valley. I didn't catch any of that transmission.
Right. I was saying that a friend of mine pointed out to me that he read somewhere that an intern had accidentally erased the whole Toy Story movie, and they put the command on the license plate as the car is driving off. So if you ever get some free time, watch Toy Story and check out the license plate.
Yep, I'll definitely have to look at that, because pretty much a very funny story. I'm just to listen to it sounds funny. I'm not sure how true it is, but I know I've heard the horror stories of the programmers when they put the fictitious data in there, and that's why they tell them when you're going to put fictitious data in there, make sure it's not anything with profanity or, you know, something to that effect. And a user got his application running and did not take the test data out of there. So when the functions run, and obviously somebody went through and hit those key functions and all that, you know, horrible garbage and language was in there. And, of course, they tracked it back to the programmer, and they were not there very long.
That's something else to hear. Well, hey, I got to run and get some gas real quick, so I'll hop back on as soon as I get done. So it's KR4AAE clear.
All right, sir. I'm probably got about another 10-minute ride. It's KO4PXB.
4BGE.
KO4PXB.
4PXB, I think it was. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Nice warm weather.
Yes, sir. Had a good day. Like I said, taking a mobile trip home after, you know, leaving work. So hopefully your days went well.
It was good. Can't complain about it. Not even if I wanted to. So you can't beat that with a wooden stick.
Yep, because if you complain, it will not change a single thing in the world. So no reason even doing it.
That's what I try to teach my younguns. You spend more time complaining than doing work, you get nothing done.
How old are your young ones?
He's about to turn 2, but my boys is 8 and 11.
Yeah, that's definitely a good age to have, like I said. I've got 2 27-year-olds and a 5-year-old.
Just to ask, boys or girls?
Yep, all girls.
And a house full of girls. I bet that was a wild experience. Yeah, I like to ask some of the older generations which is the hardest to raise, boys or girls.
Yeah, definitely girls. Like I said, the 27-year-olds, they're definitely out on their own now. But the 5-year-old we adopted last year, so that way, definitely she, you know, was in a bad situation. So me and my wife, we're our licensed foster parents, and so we adopted her.
And I tip my hat off and say thank you for what you're doing for that child. I tell you, man, the youth of our country is a very valuable asset, and what you're doing is beyond amazing.
Yep, me and my wife appreciate it. We've been doing it back 13 years, so we've definitely seen some kids coming through the, you know, through the foster care system in really horrible shape that just truly have no idea how any parent can just abuse a child mentally and physically and however they, you know, just in the situations that they're in.
After that, I believe the scriptures of the Bible say that any man that caused one of these children or these little children to stumble, it be best if a millstone be cast about thy neck and cast in the sea than it is to deal with the Lord. So that tells you the kind of value that these children have, and I'm right there with you. I just don't understand nor see how anyone could treat a younger in any such manner.
Yeah. So one of the grandmother of one of the kids that we had there for a little while, she had him so scared of, just from whatever reason, that he was literally scared of pepper. Because he was, you know, she told him, obviously, that it was bug droppings, so he was terrified of pepper.
Well, that's a little overboard. Now, I'm not going to lie, I've told my children, you know, little fiblets to keep them out of dangerous stuff. You know, I'll say, like the electrical outlet, that'll bite you. But I've never once done it with something as asinine as something like that. That's just wild. I don't understand that. But, I mean, you just shake your head and you wonder. I'm at a loss for words at how some of these parents treat their children, and I try to teach my kids to be grateful for the things that, you know, they have and stuff, and it's partly my generation's fault because we're millennials, and I apologize on behalf of that, but it's just, it's mind-boggling to think.
Yeah, I'm 58 years old, so I'm definitely not in that age group where, and I'm also retired military, so I know I've come up through the years knowing that have the things that you want have to be worked for, that very seldom, if ever, anything is given to you. So, yeah, this generation now and truly just want everything handed to them and don't want to work for it.
You're also part of the generation, and I mean, I was a part of this generation, which I got stuck in it, unfortunately, but growing up, you spent time outside. You know, unless it's raining or it's dark, you're outside. That's like my dad's biggest saying was, is that sun out? You better get out. And that's what I did. And that's like I was trying to tell my kids one time, you know, their brothers are going to fight, but I was trying to tell them, like, dude, y'all are lucky. When I was growing up, I had a sister. I said, so you know what I did when I went outside? I threw a ball to one end of the yard, turn around, threw it back. I said, y'all are lucky.
Yeah, my generation, there was no such thing as the ADD or ADHD. You pretty much were sent outside to play until the sun went down and it was so dark that you couldn't see. And when you came in and got a shower, you were pretty much so exhausted that you just fell asleep and didn't care about doing anything else because you couldn't even stay awake.
Roger that. Another thing my dad told me one time, he said, you can take a radio to work, but you can't take a TV. But yeah, you're right, man. It's crazy the entitlement that these people think that they have. And also on behalf of me and my family, we'd like to thank you for your service in the military. I have friends that were in the Marine Corps and whatnot as well. So I appreciate you for what you did. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. And I'll just leave this part to you. When you ask that question, which is harder to raise, boy or girl, look it up on the internet on the difference between having a little boy and a little girl, and that will definitely answer that question for you. And hopefully it'll definitely describe what I cannot say on the radio.
I'll definitely look into that as well. Well, my friend, I greatly appreciate the mind-stimulating conversation that we've had, but I'm going to have to step to the side for now. Again, thank you for your service, and thank you for what you do for these children, man. I will say 73s, and it was great to make your acquaintance. Name here is Donnie, Central South Carolina, 73s. Hope you have a safe rest of your evening. Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, and I'll be clear after your final.
All right, Donnie, enjoy the rest of your day. This is KO4PXB.